This week's parasha is Parashas Bamidbar. So the pasuk starts, and they're starting now a new chumash. The whole chumash is called after this parasha. So this parasha is an opening to the whole of chumash. And like we say always, the first pasuk is an opening to the whole of the parasha. So this pasuk, in a certain sense, but the whole chumash this chumash is written on, is like an opening to the whole of chumash Bamidbar. And we should be able to get a bit of an understanding, if we learn it properly, what the whole of Chumash Bamidbar is about. So it says, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe, and God spoke to Moshe, Bamidbar Sinai, in the Midbar, in the Sinai desert, Be'oel Moed, in the Oel Moed, Ve'chad l'chodesh hasheni, on the first of the second month, which was Iyar. B'shana hashenit, in the second year, the tzeitam eretz Yisrael, of the coming out from the land of Egypt, lemo, saying, Se'u, lift up, et rosh kol adat b'nei Yisrael, lift up all the heads of the congregation, the children of Israel, l'mishpachotam, according to their families, Levet Avotam, the father's house, right? Because the yichus of a person comes from his father, two parents are Jewish. But Mispa Shemot, the number of the names, Kol Zachar LeGulgulotam, each male according to his head. Miben Esrim Shana V'Mala, from 20 years and up, Kol Yotze Tzava, all those going of the Tzava of Yisrael, the army, so to speak, right? Spiritual army, Tifkadu Otam, entrust them, Litziv Otam, according, and that doesn't mean army, when I said before army, it doesn't mean army, according to their forms, I would say is a better word. Atava Aaron, you and Aaron, legions, so it means, Tzava means to be put in your proper position. So we're seeing that the beginning of the Chumash starts with counting or lifting up, that's how it's called, counting, lifting up the Jewish people into their legions, their positions. And that's what this parasha is called, Bamidbar. And it has to be done in the Midbar. This is done in the Midbar. Rashi says, Mitoch Hibatan, because of the endearment, Lefanav, in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mone Otam, he counts them. Kol Sha'a, every time. Kishu Yatzu Mitzrayim, Manam, when he came out of you, count them. Kishu Naflu Be'egel, when they fell in the head of the Egel, Manan. Lida Hanotarim, to know how many people were left. Kishu Ba'ul Ashrot Shechinato Aleihem, when he came to place his Shechina on them, Manam. He counted them. B'chad B'nisan Hukam Mishkan, B'chad B'iyah Manam. And now, going to the Midbar, which was also something important, that all these things were important events, coming out of Egypt, the Egel, the Havdil, the building of the Mishkan, to put his Shechina on them, and now going into the desert. Now going to the desert doesn't seem to be a terrifically important change. But we are told that the purpose of going to this desert, and this whole parasha is speaking what? About the Degolim, where they stand, how they go into the desert. Why is this to be told now when they're going into the desert? What's special about the desert? So this has to be now, they can be put in their proper places. You have to understand, the shorish for the positions of where each tribe is, we see was given over beforehand. Where was this given over? So in Parshas Vayechi, Perik Nun, right? Pasuk Yud Gimel. It says, after Yaakov was Nifta, and the whole of Egypt went out, it was a tremendous Leviah, right? V'yisu oto banav, out to Canaan. And his children lifted him up to the Eretz of Canaan, Eretz Yisrael. V'yikvu oto b'ma'arat sadeh ha-machpelah, he was buried in the Ma'at Machpelah. Asher kana Abraham et ha-sadeh la-achuzat kever. Right? Me'ed Efron achiti apnei mamre. Okay. So Rashi says here. Rashi says, v'kavalehem makom gimel lemizrach, three of the shvatim to the mizrach, v'ken la'aba ruchot, and two, so too the arba sides, four sides, I holding the meter. K'sidran lemasa machane shel dgalim nikvu kan. Right? So in other words, according to the order that we're going to get here in Parshas Bamidbar, that's how Yaakov Avinu had them carrying him. The Levi lo yisa, Levi is not going to hold. Shehu atid leseit et Aaron. The Yosef lo yisa, shu melech. The Menashe Ephraim, you tachteim. The Menashe Ephraim will be instead of him. Right? Zeu ish al diglo ba'otot, that's what ish on his flag, according to the signs, ba'ot shemasa lehem aviyem lisa mitator. That was the signs that Yaakov told them to carry his mitah. So we've seen the way the Shvatim carried the mitah was the way and the order in which they went into the Midbar. What's the connection? So, the mace represents the Merkava l'shchina, the neshama of a person, which is connected to Yochel Lamala, the dwelling of the Shechina is on the mace, i.e. the riding, literally, of the Shechina. Like we say, the Avos were Merkava l'Shechina, that they represented that Midah in which was fully expressed in them. That means they expressed that Midah of the of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Merkava l'Shechina means that Yaakov Avinu, Shemitato Shalem, that is Mitah v'Shalem, represented all the 12 Shvatim. All the 12 Shvatim were expressed through Yaakov Avinu, i.e. through his soul, which was Shore on the Guf HaMeis, right? Yaakov Lo Meis, Yaakov didn't die, whatever that means. It means he perfected his body to the extent there was a complete Hashrat Shechina on his Guf, and therefore he represented the complete expression of the higher worlds connecting to the lower worlds. And therefore, the order of the children around Yaakov Avinu's body is the order of the way the Divine Presence connects to the world, i.e. And that's what's represented here in Parshas Bamidbar, the Merkava, the way Kodesh Baruch Hu connects to the world through the Jewish people, right, is through this facet, right, this representation, the Jewish people around the Mishkan and around the Aaron, which is the place Kodesh Baruch Hu connects to the world, Ba'ol Moed. Yeah? The question is, what's this concept of order? The concept of order is that everyone, like in the Shvatim, there are like 12, you like you have a cube, you have 12 alachsons, right? You have four directions, and if you take each direction, you connect it with the four, you'll get 12 like lines. It's a 12 alachsons, 12 like diagonal lines. So it's actually six facets, which represents from Chesed till Yesod, then have alachsons, have lines, which represents different connections of those midas. So the Shvatim represent all expressions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the lower worlds, i.e. their expression of the Shvatim is the full expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the lower world. And that's what Parshas Bamidbar is speaking about. Now this counting of the chiba, the dearness, something endeared to you. The counting is when you minui, whenever you count something, you order it. One, this is number one, this is number two, this is number three. You're putting things in order, you're putting things in their right position. So the counting of something is putting it into its right order. That's what it means in the parasha when it says, yeah, Se'u et Rosh Koradat Nei Yisrael. We lift them up. Person is lifted up when he knows his tafkid, when he knows his purpose, his expression. So here in the Mishkan, and in that which is how the Shvatim were arranged around the Mishkan, each one was given his specific purpose, his specific expression. And through all the Shvatim, we have all the 12 alachsonim, all the 12 expressions, which are based on 6, yeah, in the world, i.e. a full expression of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, because the Jewish people represent that full expression. Now we have to understand why this is Dafka B'Midbar Sinai, in the Midbar. Why couldn't this be, I don't know, not in the Midbar, in a place of structure, a place of form? Because in order to give a new form to something, you have to break any old forms. Before you can get a geula, you have to have a galus. Before you can have a tikkun, a fixing of a person, you have to have a shvira, a breaking. Right? Mm-hmm. It's yisurim shalava. Person gets, bad things happen to him, he's mit'orer to them, he's awakened to them, he's broken, and then he rebuilds. That's sota, that's breaking, amanat livnot, with a condition to build. You can't build, you take a house, you want to build a new house. You have to break the old house, you have to break the foundations, and you have to rebuild. A new form, by definition, the old form has to be broken. So you have to go into the Midbar. There has to be a desolation of an old form in order that a new form is founded. In order to be Mekablei Torah and to receive that portion of Torah which is Mat'im for you, you have to have a form, you have to have a direction, you have to have an understanding of what's a person's purpose. Being a vessel, it's called Matan Torah, being a vessel, the Mekabel Torah. Rav Volbi says, why do we learn Musa? What's the purpose of learning Musa? He says, the purpose of learning Musa is to be a vessel, a kli, lekabel Torah. I.e., Musa is there to remove from us the Bamidba, to remove from us all the Ra, in order that our Tov is there to be expressed and will be expressed through the Kabbalah of Torah. I will be brought out through the words of Torah. That's the purpose of Musa, says Rav Volbi. That's the purpose of Chumash Bamidba. Bamidba is the Musa Sefer of the whole of the Jewish people. What I mean by that is, Klal Yisrael go through the Midbar and they have many trials. And the purpose of going through the Midbar is to remove from Klal Yisrael and the world, which is more or less the same thing, all the Ra in the world. The Bamidbar, Midbar is a place of Shmama, of desolation, of destruction. Klal Yisrael have to remove, have to make the Midbar, have to give form to the world in a place of no form, a place of desolation, a place of destruction. That's why Torah was given in the Midbar, because Torah gave this place of desolation, of destruction, a form which is a complete connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the journeys of Klal Yisrael. We're going to see. They have 42 journeys. Says the Baal Shem Tov, every individual Jew in his life has these 42 journeys. And each Jew has to go through these 42 journeys in order to receive his Torah. There's an interesting, we learn from these journeys. We learn, there's a shame called the Mem Beis. It's called the 42-letter name. This 42-letter name is the name of journeying. It's the name of going from a lower world to a higher world. That's these Mem Beis. These are 42 journeys of the Jewish people. The 42 journeys are going from a lower place to a higher place till we get to Eretz Yisrael, and that's the place of our full expression. Our life is about perfecting that vessel and being mekabel Torah, and then expressing in our lives that divine presence and the Shama, which represents that divine presence in us, that it gets full expression in our bodies to the extent that we can do it. We still have the chet of Adam HaRishon, so we can't completely express, so we need Misa, we need death, and Tchias HaMesim, and then when we are resurrection of the death, we have Tchias HaMesim, and the Shama comes back to a completely pure and spiritual body, and then is fully expressed. That's the purpose of life. Bamidbar is the person finds himself through those journeys, finds who he is, finds what is real expression, and removes from himself his ra. This is the parsha. This is the chumash. Klal Yisrael are now growing up. We left Mitzrayim, we're a child, the birth of a nation. The process in the Midbar is the growing up of Klal Yisrael. That's what it is. Klal Yisrael are now beginning to find their form. That's what a child behaves as a child. He does whatever he wants, he goes with his flow, right? He's basically been given to. Then he takes on responsibility for his own life. He's in charge of his own life. Now he has to make his decisions, where he's going. That requires avoda. That requires work. That requires pain. Like you said, even in English you call it growing pains. To grow involves pain. That's now the Midbar. Klal Yisrael are growing up. Matan Torah, they become Bar Mitzvah, and then they enter Eretz Yisrael, and then they get married in Eretz Yisrael with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and now it's a place, Eretz Yisrael is a place of actions, a place where Klal Yisrael now fully express all which is represented in them through the Golem, through the Mishkan. And in each place in Eretz Yisrael, you'll notice Eretz Yisrael also has places. This place has Shevet, this Shevet, this place has this Shevet. Eretz Yisrael also has different places, a different Shvatim, which also represents the expression, the full expression of Klal Yisrael. And ultimately comes to the Mishkan, i.e. when you go further in, so it's the Levim, and then the Mishkan, and then the Aaron. And from the Aaron, which is Evan Ashtia, the Evan through which Shatat, Gemara and Yuma, Shatat Kol HaOlam, all the world came from that. That means every aspect and expression in the world came from the Evan Ashtia, Mokum HaAaron, the place of the Torah, in the Mishkan, or the Mikdash. That's the Shoresh, that's the center of the world. Yerushalayim is the center of the world, and Evan Ashtia is the center of the world. That's the place Adam HaRishon was created. He was created from all the Adama of all the world, because he represents the whole world. And the whole world came from that place, was created from that place. So every aspect or every expression in the world comes from the Mishkan, and from Yerushalayim, and from the whole of Eretz Yisrael to the whole world. So in Eretz Yisrael you have all the expressions of the whole world. And it's true even today. All the problems that exist in all the whole world, there has to be a shoresh, a source of it, in the Jewish people and in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now the next significant part of the Chumash, I mean it's all significant, Chas v'Shalom, the next we're going to talk about, we go to Pasuk Memches. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe l'Emor, ach, however, et Mateh Levi lo tifkod. Don't place them. Ved Rosham lo tisa, and don't lift them up betoch Bnei Yisrael, amongst the Jewish people. Are they going to be separate? Ata hafked et Elohim al Mishkan ha'idut. Their purpose is going to be around the Mishkan ha'idut. Val kol kelav, on its vessels. Val kol asher lo. Hei me yisu et ha'mishkan, they will lift up the Mishkan. et kol kelav and its vessels, v'hem yisharatuhu, they will serve it, v'saviv the mishkan yichanu, and around the mishkan they will be placed. Now Rashi says here, kedai hu ligyon shemelech, it's pertaining to the legion, the legion, I suppose you translate it, of the king, liot nimna levado. These are special troops of the king. These are the inner troops, the inner palace. Tzafa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Dava Achis, says Rashi, another pshat, Kodesh Baruch Hu saw Shatid lamod gzeira al kol ha-nimnim. There's going to be gzeira in all those that are counted. Mibin esrim shana v'mala, from 20 and above. Shiyamutu b'midbar, they're going to die. Why are they going to die? Chena meraglim. Ama al yu elu bichlal. These won't be included. V'fi shehem sheli, they're mine. Shelo ta'u b'egel. They didn't make the mistake of the egel. Right? And therefore, they are my special people. They're not going to be dying. Could be the head of the Meraglim. Yeah? They're going to be left. They're going to be separate. These are the close inner troops of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So they represent a very, very inner expression. The outer expression, which is the tribes, right? And that's an important expression. That's the expression of Klal Yisrael in the world, right? That expression is going to have a flaw. And they're going to have to be rebuilt. Mm-hmm. And a new generation is going to come. And only the new generation is going to get into Eretz Yisrael. So, these Levim, who represented the inner expression, and are the inner expression of Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're around the Mishkan, around the Divine Presence, there was perfection. There has to be perfection there. Because that's the inner expression of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There can be no mistakes there. That has to be perfect. Because if there's a flaw in something which is close, then the flaw is so great that the expression is flawed. So the inner expression has to be perfect. Also the outer expression has to be the proper expression. That's why those who had the improper expression, with the head of the Meraglim, the Egel, they were removed from the expression of Klal Yisrael, and they were remained buried in the Midbar. Now this order of the Jewish people being outward and the Levim being inward is a very, very important order. That's what expressed in the Pasuk. It says as follows. It says, V'chanu b'nei Yisrael, Pasuk Nun Beis, Ish al machaneu, each one on its specific place, V'ish al diglo, on its flag, the Tzivotam, according to its legions. V'aravim yichanu saviv lemishkan, they'll be around the Mishkan ha'edut. V'lo ye ketzif, there shouldn't be a ketzif, like an anger, al adat b'nei Yisrael, like of the Jewish people. V'shamu levim et mishmeret Mishkan ha'edut. The levim have to be in charge that there's no one breaking those lines. There's an outer expression and there's an inner expression. So says Rashi, right? On Pasuk Nun Gimel, what does Rashi say? Lo ye ketzef, im tasu k'mitzvotai, you do according to what I'm saying, my commands. Lo ye ketzef, there won't be this anger. Vim lav, she can su zarim, I bnei Yisrael will enter, ba'avodatam, into the avod of the Levim. Zuyo, the kahanim, zu ye ketzef, there will be an anger. K'moshe matzinu b'maisa korach, ki yatsa ketzef. Korach wanted to change the order. This order is an order in which Klal Yisrael have full functionality and full expression. There's an order to the world. There's a purpose. When there's a purpose, each person has his own individual purpose. When a person doesn't express his proper purpose, always happens. We'll see people, they say, I want to be like him. Now, you want to be a tzaddik like him? You want to be learn from him? That's fine. You want to be him, and not yourself? That's ra. That's not proper. That's not right. Everyone has his own individuality and his own individual expression. And a person has to find his own individuality. That's his life. Some people have an inner expression. Some people have an outer expression. What's the inner expression? What's the outer expression? So let's see a Rambam. So the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Shmita, says, Lama lo zachu Levi benachlat Eretz Yisrael? Why didn't they inherit Eretz Yisrael with Biza imachiv and in the spoil with his brothers? Mipnei shehuvda la'avod et Hashem. They were separate to serve Hashem. Ulesharto, and to serve Him, to work for Hashem and to serve Him. Ulehorod rachav, and to teach His ways. Hayisharim, His straight ways. Umishpatav hatzadikim l'rabim, the laws of His righteousness to the many. Shenema yoru mishpatecha leYaakov, they teach the mishpat, the way of being a tzaddik, but Torah and the Torah to the Jewish people. They're the people to teach Am Yisrael how to be an Eved Hashem. Lefikach huvdalu, they were separated midarkei ha'olam, they were removed from the normal ways of the world. What's the normal ways of the world? Adam bonei bayit v'koneh isha, he has a nachala, he has to work, he has to be involved in the world. That's the outer expression of the Shvatim. But there's an inner expression. That inner expression is Bnei Levi. Lo orchim milchama, they're not involved in war, Kishai Yisrael. Lo nochlim, they don't inherit. Lo zochim la'atzman koach gufan, and they don't unzochim through themselves through the toil of their bodies. They don't work. Elahem chayel Hashem, they're the army of Hashem. Shenema birech Hashem chelo, Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed His army, like His people. V'hu baruch hu zikeh lahem, He gave over to them. Shenema ani chelkecha v'nachalatecha, I am your inheritance. You don't have inheritance, Eretz Yisrael. I am your inheritance. Now says the Rambam, right? Halacha Yud Gimel. V'lo shevet Levi bilvad, not only shevet Levi. Ela kol ish ve'ish, any person, mikol ba'e olam, from the whole world, asher nadva rucho, that he gave over, the giving of his spirit, oto v'hivinu mido, and he understood from his mind, libadel, to separate himself, la'amod lifnei Hashem, to stand in front of Hashem, ulesharto, and to serve Him, ulaovdo, to work for Kodesh Baruch Hu, ledat Hashem, to have a connection, to know Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'alach yashar, and he went straight, kamo sha'asahu Elokim, kamo God created him, upirik me'al tzavaro, and he removed from his neck all hacheshbonot, the yoke of the cheshbonot harabim, the ways, the thinkings of the many, asher bikshu bnei adam, which people chose, harizeh nikdash b'kodesh hakadoshim, he's holy like the holy of holies, v'yeh Hashem chelko, God will be his portion, v'nachalato, and his inheritance, la'olam, ula'ol me'olamim, and forever, v'yizkeh lo ba'olam hazeh, and he will be zocher, Mimela, in this world, dava, something hamispiklo, that's enough for him. Kamosh zikek l'kanim l'vim, like l'kanim l'vim inherited, they got their matanas. Maisa sheni, maisa rishon, truma's maisa. Hare David ome Hashem manat chelki, God is my portion, kosi, my cup. Ata tomecha v'gorali, you are supporting me and my portion. This is the pnimi expression. Klal Yisrael have two major expressions, the Levi and the Shvatim. The inner expression are those who davuk b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they sit and they serve b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're not involved in the physical world. And the outer expression is the Shvatim. They're involved in the world, Torah derech eretz, involved, they're a Kiddush Hashem, right? There are two aspects of Klal Yisrael's expression, but they have to be in order. There has to be the inner expression and the outer expression, and the outer expression has to be connected to that inner expression. It has to be around that inner expression. I Levi is the one teaching the Torah to the outer expression and bringing the outer expression to its proper form. Therefore, they're in charge to make sure of the order. But those who are out remain out in proper order. Those who are in remain in and in proper order. You with me? So when, even in Hashkafa, there's two, some people should be sitting and learning and being teaching to Klal Yisrael, and some people should be going out and being with Kiddush Hashem. They're both true expressions.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone says this is the only way, he's wrong. If anyone says this is the only way, they're wrong. There's two expressions in Klal Yisrael. A person has to know which of these two expressions is he, and that's where he should be going. And that's hard. That's a hard thing to know. But that's how it is. And once you know that, you should be in that machane, whichever that machane is for you. And you should find your proper expression.
Amen.
That's the tzura. That's what Bamidbar is. Everyone has to find his place in this machane. Now we learn from the Machane Yisrael, right? We learn all the halachas of Hotzah, Tchumim, or the dinim of Tchumim, the Machane, right? Because this Machane represents Machane Shechina. It represents when the Divine Presence is resting in the proper way of Klal Yisrael. That's in space. In time, when that is, that's on Shabbos. Shabbos is when the world comes to its proper form. We spoke about this last week already. When the world comes to its proper form, right? No, Parshat Bahar, we spoke about this. Last week, something else. The world comes to its proper form. Now, when the world comes to its proper form in time, it also has its proper form in space. So, the tchum of Shabbos, the borders through where a city, where is the city of form, the city of Shabbos, is learned from the machane of the Klal Yisrael. There's machane Levir, there's machane Yisrael. Right, there's Machi Kruin, the more inner of the Kuhuna. The Kuhuna involved in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kuhuna, those who are over the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yom. They're the Shluchim Didan, Shluchim Derachmana. They are messengers and messages to a Kodesh Baruch Hu to connect us, to continue to connect us with our Creator. We are Chota, we bring a Korban, and we come close again to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to our Creator. They bring Korban Sibul, the Tamid, which is Mekape, the Averis of the Tamid Shabok, which is Mekape on the Averis of the Klal Yisrael at night, Tamid Shabena Abayim, which is Mekape on the Averis of Klal Yisrael during the day. They bring us back, reconnect us. Klal Yisrael have a very special form. In time, all our days go towards Shabbos, and in space, all the Shvatim are around and are connected in a special and purposeful way. And that's what this parasha is all about. So everyone in life, he has to know which machane he's shaykh to. First, he has to know, is the inner machane or the outer machane? And then, within the inner and within the outer, he has to find his form. Is he the person with the foundations of the Mishkan? Or the purification of the Mishkan? Or the kelim of the Mishkan? Which aspect of the inner form is he? And in terms of the Shvatim, which direction? Chesed, Yesod, Tiferet, Din, which aspect? And within them, which Shtem Shrei Alachsons, which aspect? What is his Midah? Who is he? And that doesn't mean we have to know in Hebrew terms what we are. It's better to speak English. When you understand who you are, you understand what you're living for, what's your nature. My brother-in-law told me something once. He says, we don't know what Gilgul we are. Who knows what Gilgul you are? But you do know what yetzes you have, what your yetzarim are. A person knows the things that are hard for him to do, or the things that he has desires over. That a person knows. And if a person thinks about them very well, and he's mitbonen, he'll know that that's the place of his avoda. Lemaisa it's a chazanish. The chazanish says, don't work. Right? Like the Bali Musa, you work on Simcha, you work on this, you work on that. So there's many Evarim a person has. So don't work on the Evarim.
What's the Evarim?
The limbs, like the different aspects of a person. Now this is different shittas in Avoda. It says, take the things that are hard in you and work on them. Focus on that which you find is hard. Take one thing which is hard in you and work on it. Because the work on that which is hard, the kibush, the nullification of that which is hard in you, the removal of that which is hard in you. That removal, that kibush, that nullification, that's Yirat Shamayim. Yirat Shamayim is the kli which holds all the midas. So the avodah hamusari, if you want to say it in such a way, the Chazon Ish is the kibush of the ra in you. That bamidbar, we're going into the midbar, we're going with these 42 tests, because if you don't work on it, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they'll pop up in front of you. Those nisyonas will pop up in front of you, and you'll have to deal with them. Because that's what's life about. Life's about going through this midbar, going through these 49 trials, which we each have, because these are 49 facets of expression, of nullification, of wrong expression, to bring out the proper expression. 42, the letter 42, the 42 names of Kodesh Baruch Hu, represents the name of movement, the name of moving from one place to another, i.e. of growth. That's the growth of the Jewish people. That's the growth of a person. The growth of a person comes, like we said, through pain. The growing from one mas'a to another. Api Hashem. Nasu, Api Hashem, Yachanu. Api Hashem, we go. Api Hashem, we rest in a new place. We conquer and we grow. We conquer and we grow. Conquering and growing, that's Yirat Shamayim. And each midah and each aspect of expression, that's how we express ourselves, by conquering and growing. So, Korach, when he wanted to change the order, that's the order of the world. That's the order in which the form comes into the world. Change that order is bringing Ra to the world. Is bringing dysfunctionality to the world. That dysfunctionality has to be removed completely. That's why Korach had to be removed. Korach Adato had to be removed completely. When we'll learn, Bezal Hashem, I don't know if we'll learn, but when you learn the parasha of Korach, you will understand. You'll understand that fight with Moshe was a fight of changing the form in which in which the world was going to have its expression. And that could not be sold. That could not be accepted. And therefore had to be a complete destruction of Korach Adato. Now we see in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'etaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Ani hine lekachti et levim mitoch bnei Yisrael. I took the levim from the Jewish people, from Tachat kol b'chor peterechem. Instead of the b'chor, the firstborn, peterechem, b'nei Yisrael, v'ayu li alevim. And they'll be to me, the levim, instead of the firstborn. Ki li kol b'chor, right? The firstborn is to me. V'yom hakoti et kol b'chor b'eret Yisrael. When I killed all the firstborn of Egypt, hikdashti li kol b'chor Yisrael, I was mekadish to me, to be serving me, the firstborn. That's how it should have been. Before the Chedah Egel, it should have been that the firstborn were those who were serving Kodesh Baruch Hu. Me'adam ad behema li yu ani Hashem. They'll be to me, from the animal, for the first thing that came out of the womb has a certain kedusha. That was now replaced with Levim. So when the Levim were, instead of that which came out of Petarechem, they were Nimne b'Petarechem. They were Nimne ben Chodesh v'Malach. When they came out of being a Nephil, either became a human being, Petarechem, instead of the Bechor, just as the Bechor has an innate Kedusha, so the Levim have an innate Kedusha when they're born, because they're a replacement of the Bechor. That innate Kedusha of being Mesharatei HaMelech, the serving, the inner servers of the king, that therefore they were measured, they were counted from the birth. Klal Yisrael were counted for 20 years, because Klal Yisrael have to come to a recognition of self before they can be put in their place. Klal Yisrael, it's an innate kedusha of Klal Yisrael klapei chas v'sholom, lahavdil the rest of the world, but it's still an avoda that you can only receive through work and finally reaching that level of Avodas Hashem when they chay b'dei Adam, b'dei Shamayim at the age of 20. At the age of 20, you chayav b'dei shamayim, become a full representative of Klal Yisrael. Then that's the time that you are put in your place. Now that you're fully grown and you're fully chayav in all the mitzvahs, being based in Shomata at the age of 13, being based in Shomala at the age of 20. So at the age of 20, you're fully responsible. That's the age that you put in your tafkid, you put in your place.